A Tricky Kid Media original presentation distributed by iHeartRadio. Welcome to Tricky Kid Radio, where the past and the future meet the present for a fun mix of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Hosted by filmmaker and DJ Roy Turner.
Welcome to This Is Metal. I'm your host, as always, Roy Turner. So excited to welcome Brandon Yeagley, the main man in Crowbar. All of you out there know I've been digging on their new album, Obsidian, that came out in September. We've been playing a lot on the show.
Before we get to Brandon and Crowbar, I want to play this great song from a local band here in Dallas, Texas. It's time for the world to meet Royal Sun. Full disclosure, these guys are great friends of mine, but if they sucked, I wouldn't be playing them on my show, and I tend to not befriend bands that suck. This is right up my alley. That Fu Manchu, Caius, stoner rock stuff. Can't believe someone hasn't picked this band up yet. It's a song, Mr. What's His Name. I think this is an exclusive, so I get to say, heard it here first. We'll be right back.
Hey there, everybody. This is Neil Fallon from Clutch, and you are listening to Tricky Kid Radio with Roy Turner.
How much ass did that kick? Again, Royal Sons, Mr. What's His Name. Check out all their social medias. Do it sooner than later because I can't see them being our little secret much longer.
Hey, folks. This is Brian O'Halloran from Clerks.
This is Marilyn Gigliotti from Clerks.
This is Scott Schiaffo from Clerks.
You're listening to Tricky Kid Radio
with Roy Turner.
Brandon, how the hell are you, sir?
Doing great. Happy to be aboard.
What do you think has changed the most? Sonically,
well, we failed a lot. I've got the scars and the bruises to prove it, but we continue on. We put our hearts and souls into this, so the process has got refined. There's always been this unspoken thing between Bishop and I. We get along so well. We're usually always on the same page.
You have to have that marriage. and good players to support it.
Obsidian felt like a stream of consciousness, and everything fell into place. An emotional journey for me this time around. Gone are the days when I try to save my voice in the studio.
What went into the decision of self-releasing the new album?
I just wanted to put out something authentic.
Let's play something off of Obsidian, and I'm going to pick one, and then you're going to pick one.
Oh, yeah, I like this game.
Off Crobot's brand new record, Obsidian, this is White Rabbit. And we'll be right back.
Dream like trance, I search through.
You just heard White Rabbit off Obsidian, the brand new one from Crobot. What went into the inspiration for White Rabbit?
It was an introspective time for me. I just want to devote my entire life to music. Rock and roll doesn't always pay the bills, but if I didn't have music, what would my life be like? It's funny you pick that one because it almost didn't make the record. I wanted to lean into that Alice in Chains vibe.
Oh, wow. It's very rare I get to meet that genuine person. They've got that fire burned within them. Do you think that you might have painted yourself in a corner having to sing all those songs for this coming tour?
Bar is set. That's all part of it, right? And that's why I never shy away from putting my highest note on a record, because I'm going to still try at 60.
Like the poor guy in Aha, like what was he thinking?
Oh, Coverdale.
What would you say is the most challenging song on Obsidian to sing?
And only tried my best to tip a hat to Chris Cornell. To me, that's the best song we've ever written. It's everything we've ever wanted to be as a band, all in one song.
And when you sing From the Ground, I believe you. This is From the Ground from the new Crobot album, Obsidian. And we'll be right back to wrap up with Brandon Yeagley. Come on back.
Yeah.
heard from the ground from Obsidian, the new album from the mighty Crobot. What does the road ahead look like?
We're having a Crobot Day. It's the 10th anniversary of our first record, Something Supernatural, where we started in Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Storytellers Unplugged set earlier in the day, and then full band performance, Something Supernatural front to back. Bishop and his wife are going to be tattooing Crobot Flash. So we're super excited about that, and a handful of shows in Texas. In December, with our buddy's Mothership, January, we're heading out with Nonpoint into the new year. A pretty packed schedule, so we're already writing the next one.
Wow, this is like the show. Speed Dealer, Crobot, and Mothership, Friday, December 20th. Merry fucking Christmas, where they can find you online.
It's Crobot Band, Instagram, Facebook, crobotband.com. I'd love to hear from all of you. Next year, we'll be putting out the third issue of the Crobot comic.
Check out Obsidian. You've already heard some tracks. Play us out, Brandon. What song should we end with?
Let's end where it begins, with Obsidian.
Perfect. The title track off the new album is Kick My Ass. Once again, Brandon Yeagley, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks. Appreciate you.
Tricky Kid Radio is distributed by iHeartRadio and is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store. Subscribe for free on the iHeartRadio app or on your favorite podcast platform. Subscribe to Tricky Kid TV on YouTube.com for a stunning visual look at all the fun we have here, plus exclusive content, short films, and more. Follow us on social media. Our Twitter handle, @TrickyKid2, type Tricky Kid Radio Podcast on Facebook, and DJ Tricky Kid on Instagram. Speaking of which, subscribe now to Roy Turner's alter ego DJ Tricky Kid's amazing Twitch channel at twitch.tv for retro gaming, exclusive DJ sets, as well as DJ instruction and live streaming of Tricky Kid Radio, where you, the audience, can participate and interact with our guests. Don't miss a single stream so you can be up to date on the latest on all things Tricky Kid. Subscribe now at twitch.tv/DJTrickyKid.